Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'd like to begin by reading some of the words of John found in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 10. John declared, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His eyes and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." Beloved, what I've just been sharing with you out of the pages of Scripture is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the unveiled Christ, if you will, who had the veil of his flesh torn, as Hebrews describes, and he was once dead. He was crucified on a cross, but beloved, Jesus is alive. He's alive today. He who was from the beginning and is to the ending, the Alpha and the Omega, the everlasting God, the mighty one, the Counselor, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And beloved, I'm on this broadcast because the Lord wants to bring deliverance to you from every form of satanic bondage, from anything in your life that is hindering you as a beloved child of God. While the world reels and rocks under the influence of satanic forces, against the perilous times that we're experiencing in this hour, with wars and rumors of wars, with trouble on every side, the children of God in this earth can rejoice, for the Lord Jesus Christ has placed a hedge of protection, if you will, around his people. The Lord is our rear guard. He goes before us. He's the wall of fire around us. And if there was ever a generation that needed to be born again, it is this generation. Truly, we are becoming as in the days of Noah. Ours is a hungry generation. Nothing satisfies. We're an insatiable society, empty. How can we really describe the state, the condition, the mood of the generation, the times in which we're living? For millions, this emptiness takes the form of depression. Many live out their lives in a chronic state of depression. How many young people are taking their own lives in suicide? So many are afraid to consider the thought of tomorrow. They're fearful. School children are afraid the world's going to be destroyed. For hundreds of years, preachers have preached a gospel. They've told the world how Jesus wanted to save their souls. But in the end, in so many cases, the devil kicked the missionaries out of the countries, burned the churches to a ground, destroyed many years of works. Why? Beloved, make no mistake, we are in warfare. The devil knows he has but a short time. His wrath has come down to the earth, and demonic forces are being released in ever-increasing measure. measure. And the fact is, beloved, the church world needs to stand up and lay hold of who they are in Christ. So many just sit around and talk and debate and argue about doctrine. But beloved, the people in this world aren't interested in talk. They want to see results. They want to see reality. They want to really experience what we're preaching about. People are terribly and rightfully so concerned about the prospects of things coming upon the earth: thermonuclear war, biological warfare, an electromagnetic pulse that would take us back to the 18th century. They're afraid of things coming upon the earth, of terror, radical Islam. Is there no hope? That's the ultimate question. And is contentment in life just a cruel illusion? Is peace of mind a torturing mirage in the barren desert of life? Beloved, most of the answers given by the world are uncertain. They're evasive, they're vacuous, until suddenly we can hear the voice of the unveiled Christ, the voice of Almighty God, crying out to a world seemingly lost and on a road to complete destruction. "I am he that liveth and was dead," Jesus said, "and behold, I am alive forevermore, and amen, and have the keys of hell and of death." He's speaking to us today. "Fear not, for I will deliver you. I have chosen a people that will be united in this earth. I will declare my righteousness. I've chosen men and women of every nation, tribe, kindred, and tongue who will dare to preach my true word, a remnant who will tell the world of my righteousness and of the ways and the means I have prepared for them, that they may inherit all the manifold blessings that I promise in my word, my life, my power, my authority. The Lord is alive. He's on his throne. All is well." And he's speaking to us. He's speaking to the world. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." Oh, there are troubles and natural catastrophes, troubles on every hand. But the only answer, beloved, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason the Unveiled Christ to the World is on the air after over 50 years of continuous broadcasting is to preach the old-fashioned gospel. And yet it is modern and as pertinent as the most modern philosophy in the world. Why? Because it's not philosophy, it's the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has brought revelation to light. He's revealing himself to the body of Christ. He's revealing himself to his remnant, his chosen people, forming a nucleus in the earth that will make up the body of Christ, one worldwide body of Christ, not fragmented, but a whole made up of every race, color, and creed in the earth. And he, Jesus alone, is the head of that body. While spouters of doom tell us there's no hope, you know, the world, we're going to destroy ourselves, we find in the Word of God that Jesus declared that he would put a stop to wars, troubles, and disease and evil in this earth. He's coming back, beloved. He's going to set up his kingdom, the millennial kingdom, where they shall not hurt or destroy in all of his holy mountain. And we, beloved, are to go forth to prepare the way of the Lord. We're to go into all the earth, preach the gospel of this kingdom, not some ideology conjured up by carnal man, but by the anointing of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, the unveiled Lord of glory. He's not a God of the dead. He's a God of the living. He's not just some gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Oh, he is that, but that can't deliver you. But rather, he is the God of the universe, the creator of all creation, the first and the last, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the life and sunshine of our lives, he who has all power in heaven and earth, and his name is Yeshua, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is our covering. He is our refuge in the time of storm. He is our light in the world of darkness. His voice reigns supreme. He is supreme. And if God be for us, beloved, then who can be against us? And I'm not here to tell you how bad the world is. You know that. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that my God, my Lord, your Lord, your Savior will free you and heal you of all of your diseases. He'll deliver you from depression and oppression, from your sorrow. He'll heal your broken heart. He'll give you his power and authority. Many of you may have tried many, many times to find deliverance in your life and you couldn't seem to do so. But I want you to know that right now, not tomorrow, not some future day, not next month, next year, but right now, as I am speaking to you, you can find deliverance for your life. Jesus is no longer standing in the shadows. He's no longer hanging on a cross, bleeding for our sins, suffering for our atonement. He's no longer walking up Golgotha's hill, bearing that heavy cross, but he stands before you with arms wide open, whose countenance outshines the sun, whose glory is unequaled anywhere in the universe. And he wants you to know, brother and sister, mother, father, son, dad, daughters, brother, sister, he has the keys of death and of hell, and that he has conquered all these things for you. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Creator of all creation. Oh, brothers and sisters, the prophet Isaiah declared these words, "For this day and age, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Praise God. "For hear ye, he that has an ear, let him hear the word of the Lord. I am he that stands upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. I am he that stretches forth the heavens as a curtain, that layeth the beams of my chambers in the waters. I am he that calls the rising of the sun and the going down of the same. I am he that holds the world in my hands. I am he that holds the breath of every living creature. I am he who is the God of the spirits of all flesh." And I declare unto you today, beloved, if you shall trust your God, if you shall praise me, you shall walk in anointing that you have desired, and the shackles of the enemy, the hindrances of the enemy, the bounds and bonds of the enemy that have held you back shall drop off of you, and you shall be as Peter, delivered from the chains that held him in that cell, and you shall go forth to speak the word of the Lord and fulfill your destiny, even as Peter did. Faint not, fear not, for I am with you. The I am that I am is with you, and I shall not fail you nor forsake you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We praise and glorify your holy name. We thank you for your anointing, Lord. We thank you for that word, and we receive it, and we walk in it for the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Well, I feel his anointing, and I could go on for an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to write, share those prayer requests. For being blessed by the broadcast, drop me a note, email, let me know you're listening. It'll bless mine and encourage my heart. I love you. Thank you so much, UCM Partners, for your prayer support, for your financial help. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.